now from an Urif, from the raven. Mahosam Treloi, just like the raven, it only has two simonim, and it's no good. Af Kol Treloi, any time that it doesn't have two simonim, it should be treif. So how could you tell me with one simon alone it's kosher? Let's at least learn out from the raven that you have to have at least more than two, because the raven Taka has two simoni tyrants, so it's no good. So Mar says, if that will be true, that everyone that has two is no good or less, in kind of so, teres v'yaznia. The kosher rachmona lomli, was it after right, the bird of a teres and an aznia? They only have one simon tumeya. They have three simonim tyra, and so it's no good. Hashda the Yisleh Shrelech Lina Madrecha knife that has two simonim. You can eat the Yisleh Chad Miboi, but only has one simon, isn't it for sure? In other words, the Peres and the Yaznia, these two birds, they only have one simon tyra. They have three simonim like Tanayim, only one simon tyra. And still we need the prophet to say that they are Tanayim. That's the question. Lomali, Hashda the Yisleh Shrelech Lina Madrecha, the Orif, that has already two simonim tyra. You say it's no good. So the Yisle Chad Miboi, the Peres and Aznia, they only has one simin tyro. Isn't it for sure it's no good? Eremai, it's right that the Peres and Aznia, no, even though it has one simin tyro, that also may be good. Samar still says no, the Nigma mi Peres and Aznia, lest they're not from the Peres and Aznia, that even though they have one simin tyro, it's no good. So how could we say before we have an oif with one of these four simonim? It's enough to say it's kosher. Learn out from the Peres V'yazni, even though it has one sim, it's still a treif. It's Tameya. Samar says, no, and came if so, Nesher, the Kosrach Mono Lomeli. Why do we have to have the word Nesher? Nesher has all four simonim Tameyim. So, what's the Kabachayim, a Madach V'yazniya, that only has one sim and is no good, so the it has one sim in Tyra, so the Oirev that has none, Pshita that's no good. The Nesher that has none, Pshita it's no good. And Moshe says, "Hashta the Yisle Chad leechlinun, maduch this Peres Aznia that has one sim and tyra, can eat from it. The less leechlau mi boi, the nesher that does not have any simonim tyra. They have all the four simonim tameyim is mi boi. So Moshe says, Ela nesher, the less leechlau who do leitechol. I'm shocked by this. All the reason why Peres Chad is over a nesher is like this. A nesher that's the sim that it's an oif tamei." Because it does not even have one of these simonim tyra. That's why you can't eat from it. And this is the maskana or the islay chad ochol. But any other bird that's not one of these 24 eifers temeyes, and echanami, even though it only has one simon tyra, you're allowed to eat from it. It's most as if so, we have a time with the cross of Rachmon and Nesher. How do you make this deal? Because the Torah said the word Nesher eagle. Hola poch, if the Torah went to said it, having been out what I thought to say. Lelech meperos viosniya, what I thought to say, them to peros viosniya. The what? Even though it has one sim in Tyra, still it's Tameya, it's no good. Smar says, why? Hevele peres v'yaznia, shneik sum and boin ki yechod. V'cho shneik sum and boin ki yechod, ay melamdin. Adrabah. Since the Torah has to say it twice, that these two birds are Tameya, Rabbi Mashmoni is, these two birds are no other birds. Like these two birds says, especially, even though they have one sim in Tyra, still they're no good. So here I should learn out, that, so you want to say, without the word Nesher, I will learn out from here that one simon is no good. No, this remains snakes from born kiyach and therefore imalamdin. And therefore, even without the pasuk for nesher, still I would know that as long as maif has one simon tyro, it's tor. So what do I have to have the word nesher for? Let it be snakes from born kiyach that this asniya and the peres. These are the two eifers that even though they only have one simon tyro, still they're no good. Smash, only these two are no good. But any other one. Any other oif that has at least one simon tyra would be good. Smor says no. I'll tell you that heavenly peres v'yaznia shneik sumon boin ki yechod, and the klal is v'shneik sumon boin ki yechod is a melamdin. They're called like shneik sumon boin ki yechod here. They're both teaching us the same chiddush that even though they only have one simon of tyra, still they're no good. But it's two psukim, so you can't learn any other place. So Mela, without the word v'nesher, I would have thought to say. The oif that has only one simon tyra is no good. I would have thought they say maybe you have to have all four simon in the tyra. That's what the Torah starts to say. The word nesh, the teachers know, only an oif like a nesh that's no good, that has no simon in tyra. But as long as an oif has at least one simon tyra, and again, it's not one of these 24 oifers tomatoes, as the Torah says, that oif is kosher. Smur still says no, Gemirikos, we learned, the yikor behor, Lekabo, Odikabo, Lekabo, Chenapik, Sedishnek, Suvan, Burn, Kiechod, these two oifers, the Peres and the Ozniya. Because even though both of them only have one Semitaira, but still the one that one has does not have the other one. So again, it's not a Chiddush or Snake Suvan, Burn, Kiechod. It's only teaching us the Chiddush that this one Simon is no good and that one Simon is no good. But Enechanami, if it's not called Snake Suvan, Burn, Kiechod, then the question is, what do I have to have the limit from Nesher for? Even without the word Nesher, I know that only this one is no good, even though it has one Simon. Mash, many other Oifto, with one Simitara, it would be good. Samara says no. I say it's still considered Shnei Suman Bar Kiyachar over here, because Samara is like this. Michti, let's see. Esrim v'yabo Oifos Timayim Hevi. There are 24 different Oifos Timayim. Now the klal is that Efsho Dechad Yika Behanach Leka Behani, it's not possible to say that of all 24, like true, the person as me only has one Simitara. But the Sim that one has, you want to tell him it's not the same as the other one, but within the 24 Oifers, there has to be at least a few of them that has the same Simonim. If so, since there are a few Oifers that have the same Simonim, and still the Torah says it twice, that's Tameya, still the Hevelu Shneik Simon Bernke Yechud. So still should remain the klal of Shnei Ksuvim Bar Kiyechud. Samara says no. Gemira the klal is like this: that Esrim v'yabo Oifus Tameim Hevi is true. The Torah mentions 24 different Oifus that are Tameim. Now v'yabo Simonim, there are four Simonim of Tumah that we had before. Whether they're Doris Ein Kukav or Niklof, they have the Etzba Yisera, and they don't have a Zefek. So those are the four Simonim. Now Tlosa Hadri Bekula. Esrim, 20 of these birds have 3 of these simonim. Tlosa hadri bekula esrim, bekula. Esrim ihem shloisha shloisha. That 20 of them have 3 simonim. Utrei bo'erev, the oerev has 2. Chad the peres v'chad b'yazniya. So it comes out, yis tabor, les tabor, or has this one, it doesn't have that one. So it should always still remain, shnei simon bo'en ki yechod. So still, what do I have to have the word the Nesher for? Even without the Nesher, I would know that as long as you have one Sim in Tyra, the Yev Taker is Tor. Smar still says no. Madatem, I would have thought to say Lelef Minei. Still, I could learn out from these Oifos. And Rash, therefore, Kosa Rachmona Nesher. Tor writes the word Nesher again. The Eagle teach us Nesher, the less Leklal. The Nesher has 4 Simonim Temeya. It does not even have one Sim in Tyra. For such an oif like the Nesher, who do I take? For the Ikur, the Yisleichad, any other bird that comes, not one of these 24, that at least has one Sim in Tyra, then the Locher is the Ikur, the Yisleichad Echol, that you're allowed to eat it. So kids, that's the Limud, that as long as any oif that has one Sim in Tyra, it's kosher to eat. That's why the Torah says the word Nesher again, extra to teach us that only such an oif like a Nesher that has all 4 Simonim Temeya. That's what's osatit. Ben Chami, any other oif, as long as it has at least one sim and tyra on it, it's mutatit. Again, providing that we know for sure it's not one of these 24. Smur is the question now. So, el turin, the kosa rachmona lomali. How come the Torah had a right that the doiv, the turim, it's koshatit, and we know a doiv, a turim, has all 4 simonim? Like, what did the Torah have to write it for? The chub shita. Once we have the pasuk of nesher, we know as long as there's one sim in Tyra, it's mutter to eat it. So if Shita, you're allowed to eat the turim. So why does the person have to write that the oif, the turim, the dove, is kosher pshita? So what says Anachanami? Omer Ravukva, Vukva, Sazam Ravukva, Bachoma, Le Korbin. That the Chiddush is that a turim, this is the oif that's kosher for Korbin. This is the only type of an oif that we have. The turim, the b'nei yoin, the older one and the younger one, this is the only type of a bird we have that's kosher for Korbin. That's what the Torah writes it. The Renach Dami, at the Etzim, Heter Achilo, that will be Pshita. As long as it has one Simin, it'll be kosher be Achilo. The other one says, Omer Rav Bukva Bachomo, Lil Korbin, that's Terence. Omer Rav Nachum Nachuman says, Ho Yibokye Behen, more top on the Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Ho Yibokye